Here are my six golden rules for shopping secondhand from someone whose apartment used to be 80% IKEA and Wayfair. And note that this is about shopping secondhand for your home, but a lot of it applies to your wardrobe as well.
This is Having People Over, my 30-day series all about hosting, gathering, and building community at any budget to celebrate my upcoming book, Having People Over.
Number one is learn to be okay with things not being finished right away. I used to be the kind of person who never felt settled in a space until I considered it done, and that included things like having people over. Like, I wanted everything to feel finished before I let anyone else see it, which often just meant rushing into buying cheap furniture because I needed to quickly find the exact piece for that exact spot. So do not rush to finish a space by filling it with cheap home goods. Number two is bite the bullet and get a Facebook Marketplace account. I do have respect for people who refuse to engage with any Mark Zuckerberg creation, but unfortunately, Facebook Marketplace is usually the holy grail of secondhand furniture shopping. Facebook usually also has the best local buy nothing groups, which also often have great home goods too. Sorry. Number three is remember that often the cost of secondhand plus minor repairs is still way less than what you would pay new, especially for high quality materials. You can also learn to do repairs yourself. Obviously, knowing basic furniture repair skills opens up a whole new level, but for those of us like me who are not gonna do that, often it's not very expensive to get a professional to make small repairs. Number four is never underestimate bulk pickup day. Some of the best pieces in my house have been completely free off the street via bulk pickup day. Look up when the bulk pickup day is in your area and make a little shopping day of it. Number five is remember that every single day, multiple people's entire vintage China collection is probably flooding your Goodwill. Shopping secondhand is generally the way to go with all home goods, but especially as it pertains to anything serving related, always shop secondhand. The same, by the way, goes for things like table linens. Just give them a wash before you use them. Lastly, number six is always take a ton of measurements and photos and bring a tape measure with you when you go shopping. Unlike when you're shopping online and can easily reference dimensions and then go over and look at the space you need to put a piece in, when you're shopping secondhand in person, you're going to need to know what you need. It's not enough to say, I'm looking for a side table or a lamp or whatever the case is. Like, you need to have measurements. You need to have a photo of where this is going to go so you can easily visualize it in your space. Because also, unlike shopping online or even just shopping in a regular brick and mortar store, you can't return it usually if it doesn't work. Be that bitch at the flea market with a tape measure in her purse and a pencil behind her ear. I promise you it's chic.